Help support our coverage using Blueberry, the community that gives creators the ability to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get 30 days to try out the service using promo code Blueberry004. That's B-L-U-B-R-R-Y 004.
Today we are here. It's Carl Heinz.
Yes.
And I am Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Good morning,
hey,
sir.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I got a bit of a cold. I hope I don't want to cough
too much. That's okay. And you were from Vandenberg Labs. Now, your last name is similar, so you must be the CEO and the founder.
That's correct.
Excellent. So tell me about what it is that you do.
In fact, most people would know my name from earlier times because they called me somewhat inaccurately the father of MP3.
The father of MP3?
Yep.
Wow. That's something. Now I know you.
Okay. And I've been at CES quite some times. I used to work for Fraunhofer, first in Erlangen, where we did the MP3 work, then in Ilmenau. And now I reached the age limit of my Fraunhofer contract. So I thought there's some unfinished business. There are some things people have been dreaming of and never made work, so let's try.
I love meeting people like this, you know, the inventors of a product. They have so much energy and passion. They never stop. What are we working on now?
You know, they all dream to have sound in a headphone, which sounds not in your head, like I now hear you,
right?
But somebody really out there, or some sound source out there with direction and distance realistically. We call it plausible reproduction.
Plausible.
And that's something a lot of companies have tried over the years. There's been more than 50 years of research. But the progress has been slow, 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 slow. You can use head tracking to get about the right direction. But that's about it. You always have the sound near your head. So the question is how to do this better. And we found in the basic research something people had been thinking of, but it's never been in the textbooks, that the acoustics of the room you are in is a very important factor.
Okay.
So now we have a proof of concept up in the Venetian on the 29th floor, where people first listen to some music from loudspeakers, then they get the headphone on, and they don't even realize that the headphones are switched on because they still think the loudspeakers are playing.
Oh, it's coming out of the loudspeaker.
It sounds like it's coming out of loudspeakers, but it's in reality the headphones. They take off the headphone and they are, oh, I couldn't believe that.
That's pretty fascinating. So how is that process achieved?
That uses some of the known stuff with having a generic head-related transfer function, as it is called. Then we do some measurement of the room. That's that one setup process early on. We did that on Saturday morning.
So it's similar to the stereos that you used to buy in the old days, like the Denons, and you push the button and it would spray sound around the wall and get it back and supposedly direct the sound to where it was needed?
With loudspeakers, people have done similar things for a long time.
Okay.
But for headphones, it never worked.
Never worked. And now you have a system that
and
it does
now
work.
We have a system which does work, and everybody visiting us here has told us no, they haven't heard anything like that.
Yeah, I haven't. So in other words, if you go to the symphony and you're sitting in the symphony, I mean, it never sounds like it's... Fortunately, the headsets will never do it justice because of the acoustics in the room and just the ambience of the sound.
Yeah. With loudspeaker, you can do great things these days. We've been working on that long time ago when I was still with Fraunhofer. But now with headphones, that's the first time you get the same realistic sound theater like you get from loudspeakers.
Very interesting. Now, do you have a prototype?
That we call it proof of concept, but mixing studios who want to mix for multi-channel content like Dolby Atmos and others don't want to do so.
Right.
They really would like to have that because they can then check their mixes or even do them in rooms which are not fully equipped with the many loudspeakers. So we have some systems already out there. In fact, one is in Belgium. The next one will be set up in Switzerland a few weeks from now. At NYU, New York University, there are several places, they want this from us. We did the test already there.
So is the end goal to come up with a consumer product like a headset?
Yes, definitely. Okay. That still needs some work. We need headphone manufacturers to work with. We are open for corporations. I do want to establish a brand myself with this.
With your Brandenburg name on it.
Yes.
The Brandenburg headsets.
Yep. People have told me so often with MP3, why did Apple make much more money from it than you did? Still, we got a lot of licensing income, more than €1 billion in total for Fraunhofer. And some of that went to myself.
Good.
But that's why I can fund this company now.
I see.
But, of course, who does the full thing from IP to implementation to selling the products gets a much bigger share of the
income. Absolutely. It's called capitalism.
Yes.
Now, where are you based out of?
In Germany, in Ilmenau. That's halfway in between Berlin and Munich. It's a little town.
Okay.
So it's nice to live there.
Okay.
And we got a very diverse team, women and men from all over the world, half of them from Germany, half of them from all over the world. Some 17 people in the moment, and it's really fun to work with
these young people.
Now,
refresh my memory. When was the MP3 invented?
Oh, there were a number of inventions. So the first patent, which was used later on, is from 86. The standard was ready in 92, but it took then quite some years until it really took off.
And now we have a FLAC.
Sorry? FLAC, of course, is wherever you are in the studio or so on, you should do lossless coding.
Right.
Whenever you have the right devices, AAC is better than MP3. And I'm allowed to say that because I was involved in both.
Well, you're getting it from the expert. You don't get any better than that, so that's pretty cool. Now, what's the timetable, do you feel, for development of a headset that we can actually buy and use?
It now depends on financing, because we can go on like we are in the moment,
right.
But we want to really scale up
everything. Should be that hard for a guy of your stature to come up with financing.
Yes, that's what I've been told often, but it's not that easy.
So you're here at CES to basically have some synergy with some other companies that will see the technology that you're developing and help you fund that and bring it to the consumer.
Yeah, and in fact, it's really important to demo it because I wouldn't have believed it either.
No, I'm sure. Now, can I see that demo?
Yeah, 29331.
29th floor here?
Yep.
Okay.
Here at the Venetian, 29th floor, 331, Brandenburg Labs, and you can listen to it.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I'd love to see that. So I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for being here. If people wanted to find out more information, where would they go?
There is brandenburg-labs.com is our website.
Okay, great. The best of luck to you, and I'm going to follow the progress of this new upcoming headset. I'll be one of your first customers.
Great, thanks.
Okay, very nice to meet you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The Tech Podcast Network CES 2024 coverage is executive produced by Michelle Mendez. Technical directors are Kurt Corliss and Adam Barker. Associate producers are Nancy Ertz, Clinton Millsap, Sergio Velasquez, and Terry Willingham. Voiceover by Aaron Hurst. Our hosts are Marlo Anderson, Don Bain, Todd Cochran, Scott Ertz, and Christopher Jordan. Studio and equipment are provided by Plughits Productions. This has been a Tech Podcast Network broadcast, copyright 2024.